Welcome to Gemara Marking. Today's shiur is Menachos Daf Samach. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara Marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. As we turn to Daf Samach Omud Aleph, we are looking at the Gemara 5 lines from the top. The Dibur HaMaschil from the Mishnah, Nosan Shemen al Shioreha. The Mishnah was talking about a Minchas Chote. A Minchas Chote is a type of meal offering that does not have oil added to it. However, if after the Kometz is removed, the Kohen decides to eat the Shirayim with an addition of oil, so he's not in violation of a loisase. Tanu Rabbanan, we see a Tanaic source. In this case, the Tanaic source will continue till the Mishnah in our Gemara marking system. Tanaic sources are emphasized or represented by frames around them so as to set them off or distinguish those sections from the rest of the Gemara literature. The issue here will be the placing of the oil and the lavona, which is prohibited when it comes to a minchas chote. How many kohanim are involved if, in fact, there is an issue of number? The pasuk that's darshaned here is a pasuk that we referred to in our previous shir on Daf Nun Tesomet Beis, Vayikra Perakei, pasuk Yud Aleph. So if we look back at Daf Nun Hei Omid Beis, we see the pasuk quoted. In the latter part of the pasuk, it said, "Lo yosim oleho shemen, v'lo yitein oleho levoino, ki chatos hi." So the brisa opens up with a quote from that pasuk, a partial quote, "Lo yosim, v'lo yitein." Those are two verbs, "don't yosim" and "don't yitein." Both in English, you might translate loosely as "don't place on it." The oil, and don't put into it lavona. Since there are two different verb forms, the Brisa raises the question, Yochol b'shnei kohanim, could it be that there is no offense, there's no double offense until you have two kohanim, one doing the shemen addition and one doing the lavona, the spice, lavona spice addition to this minchas chote? And if one Kohen would do both, maybe there would not be a double violation. Talmud Loimar Oleho. In that same pasuk, we notice the word Oleho, which indicates Begufa Shemincha Kosev Medaber Velo Bekohen. The Torah is focusing on the Mincha, that the Mincha should not have Shemen and Lavona. And if Shemen and Lavona are placed, there is a double violation, even if one Kohen happens to do it. Yochol lo yitein kli al gabi kli, v'im nosan posal. Could it be that there is a restriction of having the mincha, the flour, in one vessel, and the oil in another vessel, and the vessel containing the oil is placed on the vessel containing the flour? And if one were to do that, he would ruin the mincha, the minchas chote, Talmud Lomar, oleho. The Brisa quotes again the word oleho. And in fact, in the pasuk itself, the word oleho appears twice. Begufa shel mincha hakosuv medaber. The pasuk is warning against the adding of oil and lavona to the flour itself, and not a situation where you have the items in two separate vessels and merely placing one vessel containing one substance on the other vessel containing the other substance. This Mishnah contains a list of possibilities with regard to Hagosha and Tenufa. Hagosha is the act of bringing a mincha to the corner of the Mizbeach, bringing the bowl containing the mincha before the kometz is removed from it to the corner of the Mizbeach. And Tenufa is a waving action involving the mincha. Yesh Teunois, and we have a list of four possibilities. Hagosha, the Ein Teunos Tenufa. There are those that require Hagosha but no waving. Hagosha U'Tenufa, that require both the Hagosha and the waving. The Tenufa V'lo Hagosha, there are those that have just the waving and no Hagosha. Loi Tenufa V'lo Hagosha, and there are those that require none of them. The Elu Teunos Hagosha, the Ein Teunos Tenufa. The following are a list of menachas that their Hagosha is done to them, but no waving. And we'll see a list containing ten examples, ten items, ten minchas, menachas. One, you have minchas hasoilas. Two, v'hamachvas. Three, umarcheshes. Four, v'hachalos. Five, v'horakikin. Six, minchas kohanim. Seven, minchas kohen moshiach. Eight, minchas nochrim. Nine, minchas noshim. 10 uminchas choite. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, minchas kohanim uminchas kohen moshiach, namely 6 and 7 of the above list, ein bohen hagosha, there is no hagosha, lefi she'ein bohen kemitza, because there's no handful that's taken off of those. Those minochas, the minchas kohen moshiach, are placed completely in the fire without the more standard handful of flour removal with balance eaten by the kohanim. The chol she'ein bohen kmitza, ein bohen hagosha. If mincha does not have a kmitza removed from it, so Rabbi Shimon says there is no hagosha. Omar Rav Papa, this little opening, the opening of this Gemara, is similar to the Gemara that we saw on Daf Nun Tes Amen Aleph. Kol Hecho Disnan Eser Tnan, where you find these menachos, you should realize that each one of them contains 10 loaves. My Komash Malon, what is Rav Papa's point? La Fuke Midiribi Shimon. Rav Papa is trying to come to point out that our Mishnah is to the exclusion of Rabbi Shimon. De Omar, mechso chalos u mechso rikikin yovi. Rabbi Shimon says that if a person accepts upon himself to bring a minchas maifa, so a minchas maifa, according to Rabbi Shimon, could be, there is an option of bringing 5 chalos and 5 rikikin, 2 different types of loaf preparation. And Rabbi Shimon says that one who says, I want to bring a minchas maifa, he has the option of combining 5 and 5. Komash malon delo, Rav Papa wants to accomplish here by saying that this Mishnah is saying that when it comes to a minchas maifa, it's either 10 chalos or 10 rikikin, and not a combination of 5 and 5. The pshat, we said, is one of two pshatim that you can find in Rashi on Daf Nun Tes Omid Aleph. Rashi has a second pshat. One can look over there to see it. Minohani mili detonu rabbonon. Here, the Gemara embarks on a long discussion featuring a very, very, very long Tanaic source. This is one of the rare situations of a source of this length appearing in the Gemara. In fact, it will continue to Daf Samach Aleph Omer Aleph with a brief interruption in the middle, which we indicate by using brackets that will be explained later. On the outside margin, we feature a nosei, a topic heading, and indicate that this topic essentially keeps us keeps our attention until Staf Samach Aleph Omid Aleph. In one word, it's the topic of Hagosha, this act of bringing the bowl of the mincha before it's offered, bringing it to the corner of the Mizbeach. So we've written on the in our note on the side outside margin, Muvah Braisa Ruka, a long Braisa will appear until Samach Amud Aleph, Shemarbe umotzi minchos shoinos midin hagosha. This brisa will be engaged with showing that there are certain minchas that are included, that will include beyond the minchas that are featured in the posuk itself, and there are certain minchas that are excluded from din hagosha. Yesh litzayin, there is room to point out shabraisa atzmo misakemes advorim bedaf samach aleph omer aleph. The braisa itself will offer a type of review of all the points when we get to samach aleph omer aleph. So the braisa opens up with a reference to a pasuk, vayikra perik beis pasuk ches. We've included this pasuk in the inside margin. Let's read it to get a flavor of what's going on. The pasuk says, "Veheveso es hamincha asher yeoseh me'ele l'Hashem." The pasuk itself says, "You'll bring the mincha that you make me'ele from those or from these." This pronoun is a reference to the different kinds of menachos that were mentioned in the previous pasuk. In fact, you can see in pasuk Dalid, the pasuk says v'chisakriv korban mincha ma'ifat tano soilos chalos matzos plus b'shem rukike matzos meshuchin b'shemen. And pasuk Hay says v'imincha al hamachvas korban echasus blu b'shemen matzotia. And Pasuk Zayin says, "V'im minchas marcheshes korbanecha, sos b'shem teoseh." And all of those are featured prior to this Pasuk Ches. So that you can see a reference to numerous different kinds of voluntary menachos that are featured. Minchas nidova, voluntary menachos, including the minchas soiles, the rikikin, the matzos, the minchas machvas, the marcheshes. All of these are terms that, having learned a good amount of menachos, we are probably familiar with these terms. And in Pasuk Ches, it mentions you'll bring these menachos. And we are in the middle of reading the pasuk, which began. We'll read it from the beginning again. Ve'veso es hamincha asher yeoseh me'ele l'Hashem v'hikrivo el hakohen v'gisho el hamizbeach. You can see at the end of the pasuk, there's a reference to Hagosha, the bringing of the mincha to the corner of the Mizbeach. So now, the Braisa begins, Ilu Ne'emar, had the pasuk said the following, which you can see readily, it doesn't say, but had it said, V'heveso asher ya'aseh me'eilo l'ashem v'ikriva el hakoim v'gisha, Hoyisi Oimer, had it said just that, leaving out the expression es hamincha, in the quote that the Braisa just offered, if you'll notice, skipped the expression es hamincha, just said veheveso asher yaseh l'Hashem. So I would have thought hayisi omer, with that deletion, I would have thought ein li shiton hagosha l'kumitz belvad, that the only the kumitz, only the handful that's removed from the bowl containing the mincha, only the kumitz itself requires hagosha. Mincha minayin. From where do I know that the din hagosha applies to the bowl containing the mincha before kamitza? Talmud loymar mincha. In that pasuk it said veheveso es hamincha. Minchas chote minayin. How do I know that the minchas chote requires hagosha? Talmud es hamincha. Before we go further, we have just now encountered some new geometric forms. So under our Mivneh heading in the outside margin, the Mivneh is the structural note. In our Shas Ozer, which is the cornerstone of our Gemara marking system, these are the pre-marked Gemaras. We try to introduce the role of each marking as it comes along under a heading called Mivneh, the structure. So in this case, you can see a little house form featured in the outside margin. And we've written Hadgoshas Minochos Shoinois Shemarbim Bedin Hagosha. We will attempt to highlight the different minochos that are going to be included in the Din Hagosha. When we say included, we just pointed out that as far as the posik itself is concerned, there was a pronoun that the posik said Me'ele, and that's a clear reference to the various minochos that were referred to above in the Torah in Vayikra Perek Beis. When we mention the Minchas Soilas, the Maifa, the Rikikin, we have the Machvas, Marcheshes. Well, what about the Minchas Chote, which is not stated explicitly in that section? And that's what we are trying to find out. How do you know that the Minchas Chote, the sinner's meal offering, also requires Hagosha? Talmud Lomar, Es HaMincha, the word Es. And you can see we've double underlined that. And in our Mivneh note, we've indicated that Hamilah B'Posuk Shenidrash. We're going to highlight the key word that's used to expose or reveal that a particular mincha is being included. So the word S includes the Minchas Chote for Hagosha. At this point, the Braisa asks, well, Vidinhu, through logic, I could come to that conclusion. I don't need the Posuk. This is a very standard structure in Tanaic literature presented in the Gemara, whereby we have to justify the need for a pasuk. There are numerous cases where it seems that logic would lead us to the same conclusion. And if logically I could arrive at that conclusion, there's no real need for me to use to have a pasuk written to tell me that which I could figure out on my own. So if a pasuk is written, it must be because there is a weakness or a hole in the logic. So that when this type of structure appears, as far as brises are concerned, and it says, well, vidinhu, hey, I don't really need the pasuk, our job will be to show that you really do need the pasuk at the end of the day. So here there's an attempt to say, hey, I don't need the pasuk. Ne'emar hovei minchas choiva, ve'ne'emar hovei minchas nedova. The Torah speaks about the bringing of a minchas chova and the bringing of a minchas nedova. Ma minchas nedova tuna hagosha, just like voluntary meal offerings require hagosha. And that was what we saw in the Torah itself in Vayikra Beis, starting with Pasuk Dalet onwards. Those were voluntary meal offerings, and it mentioned in Pasuk Ches, you need Hagosha. Af Minchas Chova Tu'uno Hagosha. Through logical comparison, I would say that the Minchas Chova also requires Hagosha. The Braisa now goes with this back and forth discussion, is that really true? Can I really come or use that kind of logic? Ma leminchas nedova shekein teuna shemen and lavona. You can't learn minchas chova from the minchas nedova. In this case, the minchas chova we'll say is the minchas chote, the sin meal offering. I can't learn from the minchas nedova. The minchas nedova, it has hagosha. That may be because it has a shemen and lavona requirement, oil and lavona spice, which is not the case by the minchas chatos. Minchas Sota Tochiach. Well, we'll let the Minchas Sota prove otherwise. Namely, the Minchas Sota does not have Shemen nor Lavona, but it does have Hagosha. So you can't say that the Din Hagosha is dependent on Shemen and Lavona, as you can see with the case of the Sota. The Sota is a meal offering brought by a married woman suspected of immorality. Ma la minchas sota. On the other hand, that we can't say that minchas sota shall prove regarding the minchas chote, shekein teuna tenufa. The minchas sota has a waving requirement, which is not the case by the minchas chote. So it could be because of the tenufa there is a hagosha requirement. So the Gemara says back, minchas nedova tochiach. Let the case of the minchas nedova prove otherwise, namely, it does not have a tenufa requirement, and yet does have a hagosha requirement. On the other hand, though, we saw before that the minchas nedova cannot really serve as precedent for the minchas chote because of the shemen and lavona. The chazar hadin, the logic revolves lo roizeh ki roizeh, the lo roizeh ki roizeh. The elements of one are not like the elements of the other. However, hatzad hashava shebohen, there is a common denominator between the minchas nedova and the minchas soita. And what's the common denominator between them? Sheshavu l'kmitza. They both have a handful requirement that's taken off and put on the fire. Veshavu l'agosha. And the nedava and sota both have a hagosha requirement. Af ani ovi minchas chote. So with that in mind, I will include the minchas chote also for hagosha. Sheshavu lahan l'kmitza. The minchas chote also has a handful removed. Tashve lahan l'hagosha. I will compare the Minchas Chote to the Nedava and Sota with regard to Hagosha as well. So at this point, through the logical comparison, I could come to the conclusion that the Minchas Chote needs Hagosha without coming onto a Posuk. However, to this we also ask, Ma Litzah Hashova Shebohen Shekein Huchshuru Lovo Be'oshir Keba'oni. I can't learn from the Nedava and the Sota. Those are korbonos, we'll call them meal offerings, that a rich man can bring as well. Even a wealthy man can offer a minchas nedava, and the sota, the woman suspected of immorality, she brings her minchas sota regardless of her income level. Even if she's wealthy, she brings that. Toimar, should you say the same thing b'minchas chote, shelo huchshira lovoi b'oshir keba'ani? When it comes to the sin offering, a sin meal offering, that's brought only by a poor person. If a person has greater wealth, he's not allowed to bring the minchas chote, he brings an animal offering instead. So, because of this difference, maybe the minchas chote does not have hagosha. It's so unlike the nedava and sota with regard to this issue. Well, being that that's the case, being that the Minchas Chote is really so different, Talmud Lomar, in order to learn that there is Hagosha by the Minchas Chote, I need Es HaMincha. I need that Drosha that started this section of Gemara at the bottom of Omer Aleph. Rabbi Shimon Omer. We have a diamond around the names Rabbi Shimon and a little bit later Rabbi Yehuda. They have a disagreement regarding what one is to darshan from the word vehevesa, which we'll see very shortly. However, we want to point out, based on what Rashi says, that Rabbi Shimon is not coming to argue with the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Omer, vehevesa, this word was in the pasuk that we started with, Perek Beis Pasuk Ches. We had cited this pasuk on Samach Amud Aleph, on Amud Aleph of our daf, where we wrote it on the inside margin, Ve'vesos amincha shoyeoseh, etc. So he darshens now the word Ve'vesa, L'rabois minchas ha'oimer l'hagosha. This is not something the Tanakhama spoke about at all. So Rabbi Shimon comes to include the minchas ha'omer, and he darshens another word. So you see that he's not arguing at all with anything the Tanakhama said. He's simply turning to another word in the Pasuk and deriving from it a different mincha, the mincha sa'omer, as requiring hagosha. The mincha sa'omer, as we've mentioned on previous occasions, is a special meal offering brought on the 16th of Nisan, and it was brought to Matir to allow the new grains to be consumed. So the Hevesa is coming, l'rabbis mincha sa'omer l'hagosha, v'chein hu omer. The word the Hevesa is associated with the Oimer, as you can see in a different pasuk in Vayikra, Perichot Gimel, pasuk Yud, which talks about the Oimer. It says, Vahavesem es Oimer reishis kitzirchem el hakoyen. So you see the word Vahavesem, or Vahavesa, is associated with the Oimer. And now another word is Darshan. You can see with the double underlinings how we've attempted to highlight the words being Darshan that are used to include new menachas for Hagosha. So Rabbi Shimon says v'hi kriva. This is also from Perek Beis Pasuk Ches. L'rabois minchas soita l'hagosha. We made a reference to the hagosha by sota above on the upper part of this daf, but here we are seeing the source for that which was mentioned. How do we know that Vihikriva is a reference to the Minchas Sota? V'cheinu Omer, there's a pasuk in the case of Sota, where it says, Vihikriv oiso el hamizbeach. So you see the word Vihikriv can be associated with the Sota. Well, at this point we saw, we're going to see what we saw earlier, structurally. What do I need the pasuk by the sota for? V'din hu. Couldn't I come to this conclusion logically that the mincha sota requires hagosha? What do I need the hikriva to teach me that? Uma minchas chote she'eno tuna tenufa tuna hagosha. The minchas chote, which we discussed earlier, does not have a tenufa requirement, but does have a hagosha requirement. Minchas sota she'teuna tenufa. The mincha sota that does have a waving requirement, eino din shetuna hagosha, certainly one would expect it to have the hagosha. So what do I need the pasuk for? The Gemara though says, I can't really use minchas chote as a precedent. Ma leminchas chote shekein bo'o chitin. Minchas chote, it has hagosha, but that may be because of the fact that it comes from wheat, which is not the case by the minchas sota. It's a barley-based sacrifice. To that, the Gemara responds, that's not, the wheat factor is not sufficient grounds for saying no hagosha by the barley, because minchas ha'omer tochiach, minchas ha'omer comes from barley, and it does have hagosha. So you can't say that the minchas chote's reason for hagosha is the fact it comes from wheat. Here we have a barley-based sacrifice, the minchas omer, and it too has hagosha. Ma le minchas omer. However, you can't use omer as a basis for the minchas sota. Shekein teuna shemen ulevona. The minchas omer has a shemen and levona requirement, which is not the case by sota. So it could be that the hagosha of the omer is based on its shemen and levona. To that we say, you can't argue that, because minchas chote tochiach. The minchas chote has hagosha. However, it does not have shemen and levona. So you can't say that hagosha is dependent on shemen and levona. The chazar hadin. And then this logic revolves, because if you're going to try to say minchas chote should be the precedent setter for the minchas sota, that too won't work, because the minchas chote comes from wheat. Well, lo ro izeh kiro izeh, velo ro izeh kiro izeh. The minchas chote and the minchas haomer, neither one is exactly like the other. However, hatzad hasheva shebohen, the common denominator between them, sheshavu lekemitza veshavu lehagosha, both the minchas chote and the minchas omer have a handful removal requirement, and they both have hagosha. Afani avi minchas soita sheshav selen lekemitza. I will include the minchas sota that also has this factor, the kemitza, and with that in mind, tashve lahen lahagosha, because the minchas sota is like the omer and the chote with regard to kemitza. I feel, the Brisa feels, that we can include it, the minchas sota, with regard to hagosha as well. So once again, what do I need the pasuk for? To this we respond, ma letzad hashav shebahen shekein lo hukshuru lavo kemach. You can't learn from the chote and omer over to the sota, because the chote and omer are not brought as kemach, they're brought only as soles. Soles is a more expensive, more important type of flour, the soles flour quality. So the chote and omer come only from soles. Tomar minchas soita shukshur lovo kemach. The minchas sota, on the other hand, comes using the lesser significant kemach form of flour. And as a result, I wouldn't know based on pure logical comparison that the sota has a hagosha requirement. Therefore, Talmud Loma vihikriva. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon says, I need to darshan vihikriva, as we saw above, to include the minchas sota for hagosha. We have an arrow to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text for the purpose of Rabbi Yehuda's drasha. Rabbi Omer, v'heivesa. if you notice above, there is an arrow pointing to the line where Hevesa appears as well. Rabbi Shimon above used Vehevesa to include the Minchas Omer. Rabbi Yudah says Vehevesa is L'rabois Minchas Soita L'Hagosha. He uses Vehevesa to include the Minchas Soita. V'chein hu Omer Vehevi es Korbono Oleha. This pasuk is in the context of the Sota, and you see the word Vehevi associated with her offering. At this point, we have a bracketed section. Following the bracketed section, the Braisa continues, and it's interesting to note that Rashi himself mentions this point of structure. So if we skip to keep the flow of the Braisa going, we would read, O Eino Omer Vehevesa. We should point out before we read any further that in order to find where the end of the bracketed section appears, use the bracket length indicator. That's to the immediate, in this case, the immediate left-hand side of the more text. You'll notice a vertical dash dotted line. At the end of that marking, you'll notice the brackets closes. So up till this point, we said, up till the brackets, we said that Vehevesa was come, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is coming to be marba to include the Minchas Seita for Hagosha. After the brackets, it says, Oeino Omer, Aveiso Elo, Shiochid Misnadev, and maybe Mincha Cheres, Chusmele Shebinyan. Maybe Aveiso is coming to tell me something totally different. And that is that an individual, private person, if he wants to bring a voluntary meal offering, he could bring a type of meal offering other than that which is mentioned specifically in the Parsha. In this case, the idea being that he could bring a barley voluntary meal offering. And the Braisa will continue at that point to actually push the point and say, Vidinhu, logic would indicate that he should have such an option. Before we get to that point, though, we'll go over the bracketed section. Turning to the beginning of the brackets, we should note that Rabbi Yehuda used Vehevesa Tamarva the Minchas Soita. He didn't use it like Rabbi Shimon did for the Minchas Oimer. So what's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion with regard to the Minchas Oimer and Hagosha? So the brackets now, we read that, Avol Minchas Oimer Lo Tzricha Kro. As far as Rabbi Yehuda is concerned, the Minchas Oimer does not need a posuk for Hagosha. My Taimo, answer. My Taimo, what is the reason that you can forego the draw the posuk for Hagosha by the Oimer? He says, well, Midino Kaasyo, through logic, I can conclude that the Oimer requires Hagosha. And how does the logic work? As follows, Uma Minchas Choite She'eno Te'una Tenufa Te'una Hagosha Minchas Oimer She'te'una Tenufa Eino din sheteuno hagosha. Mind you, something like the Minchas Chote that does not have a tenufa requirement but does have a hagosha requirement, the Minchas Omer that has a tenufa requirement certainly should have a hagosha requirement. So I'm, according to this, I'm using the Minchas Chote as a precedent to establish hagosha by the Omer. However, that's not so tight. He says, Ma le minchas chote shekein bo achiten. You can't really learn Hagosha from the minchas chote to the minchas oimer when we know that the minchas chote comes in wheat form. The basis of it is wheat, and that's not the case by the omer. It comes as barley. Well, minchas sota tochiach. Let the minchas sota, which is a barley-based sacrifice, it can prove that something that comes even as Seorim has a Hagosha requirement. So using Sota, I can learn Hagosha for the Oimer, which is barley-based. However, that too is weak. Ma lemincha Sota shekein bo levarer ovoin, demazkeres ovon hi. You can't learn Hagosha from the Mincha Sota to the Mincha Oimer, because the Mincha Sota is coming to clarify whether or not a sin of immorality took place. So since it has this special feature, maybe that's what that's the reason it has Hagosha. Minchas Chote Tochiach. Well, the Minchas Chote isn't coming to clarify whether a sin took place. It's brought because a sin had taken place, but it's not coming levarer avon, and yet it has it has hagosha. So just like the minchas choti has hagosha, so too the minchas haomer will have hagosha, and that's why I don't need a pasuk. The chazar hadin. However, we pointed out the minchas chote cannot really serve as a precedent because it comes in wheat, as a wheat-based masha enkin, which is not the case by the oimer. So the logic revolves the chazar hadin lo ro ize ki ro ize velo ro ize ki ro ize. The minchas chote and the minchas soita are in fact different from one another. Hatzah hashava shebohen, the common denominator between the chote and the sota is shekein shavu l'kmitza v'shavu l'agosha. They both have handful removed and hagosha. Afani avi minchas omer. So too, I can include the minchas omer for hagosha. Sheshav selahen l'kmitza. Minchas omer is like the chote and sota in the kmitza. Tashve lohen l'hagosha. I can compare it to compare the omer to the soita and chote with regard to hagosha as well. At this point, then Rabbi Yehuda has made his case. What the Gemara does now in our internal brackets, you can see we have this angular brackets. We call this a brackets within a brackets. We use a different shape in order to indicate the nature of it being an internal brackets. What the Gemara deals with now is in the brackets. What about Rabbi Shimon? After all, Rabbi Shimon needed a pasuk to establish Hagosha by the Minchas Omer. Rabbi Yehuda does not. Umay Parchis Rabbi Shimon. What does Rabbi Shimon say to undo this logic that drives him to say that I need a pasuk? Pore Chochi, Rabbi Shimon argues as follows: Ma lahatzar hasheva shebahen shekein mitsuyin. You can't learn to the Omer from Choite and Soita. The Choite and Soita, they have Hagosha because they are common. Now, the term mitsuyin means common. That means that if you have a situation where there are a lot of sinners and a lot of immorality, so you're going to have a lot of those korbanos, the minchas soita and the minchas choite, which is not the case by the minchas ha'omer, which is once a year. So it could be that the hagosha, Rabbi Shimon argues, that the hagosha, as far as logic is concerned, is dependent on the fact of on the frequency factor. And that would leave out the Omer, which is brought only once a year. And that's why Rabbi Shimon needs a pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda, now, Rabbi Yehuda's response to that is, Adarabba, ha mitzuyotvei. If you're going to say that the frequency factor is the cause of Hagosha, I will tell you that Omer, if anything, is more frequent. What do we mean? But it's only once a year. The answer to that is, Hanoch the choite and so the zimin de lo mishkachas lo klal. You could, in theory, have a situation that a year goes by and no one committed any of the sins that would require those korbanos. No one sinned that in a way that he would bring a minchas choite, or there was no immorality with the requirements necessary that lead up to a sota ceremony. So that as far as Rabbi Yehuda is concerned, the omer is guaranteed to take place every year. The sota and chote are not guaranteed to happen. As a result of that, if you're going to argue the frequency point, the omer has that over the sota and chote, and as a result of that, I don't need a pasuk to teach me hagosha by the minchas haomer. That's as far as Rabbi Yehuda is concerned. Now we pick up, the brisa picks up, the Tanaic literature picks up, Oeno Omer Vehi Veso Elo Sheyochid Misnade Vumevi Mincho Acheres Chutz Me'ele Shebeinyan. We said above that Vehi Veso was coming to include the Minchas Soite for Agosha, maybe Vehevesa's role is to tell me that a private person, an individual, has an option of bringing a voluntary meal offering, something different than those that are mentioned in this Parshan, Vayikra Perek Beis. And what we're driving at is to include the possibility of bringing a mincha from Sorin, a voluntary Sorin, a voluntary barley-based mincha. Vidinhu. And logic would lead us in that direction. Tzibor, what the Bryce is going to do now is draw a parallel between the public and the private. Tzibor, maybe, mincha min hachitim chova, maybe mincha min hasorim chova. We know on a public level, there is a public chitin requirement and a public saorim requirement. The public chitin requirement, you have, for example, the shtei halechem, which is a, in fact, all the public, almost all the public meal offerings are from chitin. There's also a public saorim requirement, that's in the case of the mincha saoimer. So we see that tzibor has has chitim and saorim. Af yochid shemevi mincha min hachitim nidava, therefore, by the individual who brings a voluntary wheat meal offering, yavi mincha min hasorim nidava. The yochid should have the same balance, if you will, of saorim also in his repertoire, namely as a nidava. Talmud Lomar. As far as raising this possibility of the private individual bringing a voluntary barley meal offering, that's rejected by the word Eile. And therefore, you can't say that Behevesa is coming to tell me about the Yochid bringing a voluntary barley-based offering. Rather, Behevesa is coming to tell me that the whether it be Minchas Omer or the Minchas Sota requiring Hagosha. Those are both Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, their respective uses of the word Vehevesa. Rabbi Shimon used Vehevesa for the Minchas Omer needing Hagosha, and Rabbi Yehuda used Vehevesa to tell me about the Minchas Sota requiring Hagosha. But one thing is clear, that from Eile, I'm not going to suggest that Vehevesa will tell me about a private individual bringing a voluntary barley-based meal offering. Let's read that last phrase again. Talmud Lomar Eile, Ein Li Elo Eile. As far as Yochid Nedova, I have only those things that are mentioned in the Inyan, in that Parsha Perek phase of Vayikra. Oh, Eino Omer Eile, Elo. It could be that Eile is actually used for something else and not a limitation that we just suggested. Maybe Elo Lomar Hare Olai Mincha, Shemevi Chamisha Son. Maybe Eli is simply telling me that a person who accepts upon himself to bring a voluntary meal offering, he has to bring the five types of meal offering that are enumerated in the Parsha. He has to bring all five. Talmud Lomar, well, as far as that suggestion is concerned, the Pasuk says Mei Eli, the Mem is emphasized. Rotza Achas maybe, Rotza Chamishosan maybe. As far as numbers of different types of menachas, that's optional. If he wants, he can bring one. If he wants, he can bring all five. That's as far as the use of the word Eile and Me'eile. Eile thereby excludes the barley possibility as a voluntary private meal offering. And the Mem comes to tell me that that it's not necessary to bring all five if one vows to bring a meal offering. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Es HaMincha, L'Rabois Sha'ar Minochois LaHagosha. The Es HaMincha is the Pasuk that we've opened up with today, Perek Beis Pasuk Ches, and Rabbi Shimon says it's coming to include other Minochos as requiring Hagosha. Just like we said before at the bottom of Amud Aleph, that S is to marba the minchas chote for Hagosha, he says we're marba other kinds of minochas as well. Yochol shani marba af shtei alechem v'lechem aponim, should I include the shtei alechem and lechem aponim as also requiring Hagosha? The shtei alechem were the two loaves brought on Shavuos together with the kivsei atzeres, and the lechem aponim were the 12 loaves that sat in the heichal from week to week. Talmud Lomar me'ele. So Me'ela excludes Hagosha by Shtei Alechem and Lechem Aponim. What is it that makes you feel that will include other menachas but exclude these? Marbe ani shar menachas sheish mehen leishin. I am willing to include all kinds of other menachas, all those menachas that have something of them placed in the fire. Umotzi ani shtei alechem lechem aponim she'ein mehem leishin. But the shtei alechem lechem aponim, none of it is placed in the fire, and as a result of that, there is no hagosha. Question: Balo minchas nesachim kula leishim. We know that the minchas nesachim, this is a meal offering that accompanies animal sacrifices, it is completely put in the fire. Yochol yehei tuna hagosha. Does it have hagosha? Tama lomar vihikriva. No, that vihikriva excludes the minchas nesachim from hagosha. So one second, if you're telling me that the fact that something is placed in the fire is what grants it or instills in it the need for hagosha, well then, what do you say about the minchas nesachim? So the Gemara answers as far as the Gemara asks, let's say, the ha afikte, how can you say that the hikriva is telling me to exclude the minchas nesachim from hagosha when I've used the word the hikriva to marbe the minchas soita? You'll notice we have a little star to the immediate right hand side of the text. If you skim up the page, you'll notice Rabbi Shimon used vehekriva already to marbe the minchas sota for hagosha. So the Gemara answers, the word has opened two uses. Vehekriva, there's a hey that appears in that word as well. So that leaves us with the following. The word vihikriv, vihikriva, with the hay as well, we know to include the minchas sota as requiring hagosha, and we also know to exclude the minchas nesachim, even though it is placed in the fire, it's placed completely in the fire, this word excludes it. The shtei halechem and the lechem upon him, those don't have hagosha because none of it is placed in the fire. So you have a situation, we'll call it a middle ground. Two extremes, you've got on one hand the shtei alechem and lechem aponim, none of which is placed in the fire. And you have the minchas nesachim, all of which is placed in the fire. Those do not have hagosha. The mincha that has partial placed in the fire, which is the shaar menachos that we've made reference to here, the other kinds of menachos, those do have hagosha. Question: Uma rois the rabbi shaar menachos lehotzi minchas nesachim? What is it that makes me include for hagosha other menachos and exclude the minchas nesachim? Why do you choose the minchas nesachim to be the subject of an exclusion? Marbe ani shar menachos shavos beglal atzmon. I am willing to include for hagosha other kinds of menachos because they come on their own. If one vows to bring a mincha, he can bring one of those. However, umotzi ani minchas nesachim, I'm going to exclude the minchas nesachim sheino beglal atzmo. It doesn't come on its own. It comes only because someone is obligated to bring an animal offering. The minchas nesachim comes to accompany it. Question: Valo minchas kehanim and minchas kei moshiach bois beglal atzmon. What about these meal offerings? The minchas kehanim and the minchas kei moshiach. They come on their own. They don't come because another animal is being brought. Yachol yu teunos hagosha. Could it be that they require hagosha? Talmud lomar vehigisha. So the word vihigisha will exclude the minchas kohanim and the minchas kohen mashiach. The Gemara asks, "Hi, mi boy ale legufa shetuuno hagosha." I need the word vihigisha not for to exclude something else, to exclude the minchas kohen mashiach. I need it for the basic din itself, that the menachas that are featured in the Torah in Perek Beis require hagosha. So how is it that I use the word v'gisha to exclude the minchas kohanim and the minchas kohen Mashiach when I need the word for something else? So the Gemara answers, min v'higish v'higisha. From the extra hey, I'm entitled to derive the second point. Namely, not only the minochas that are featured in Perek Beis require agasha, but also to exclude the minchas kohanim and minchas kohen Mashiach. Question: Uma royis l'rabo shar minochas osi minchas kohanim minchas kohen Mashiach. What is it that you see fit to include all kinds of other minochas and exclude these two minochas, minchas kohanim minchas kohen Mashiach? Answer: Mar be'ani shar minochas sheish mehem le'ishin. Ubos biglal asmon v'yesh mehen l'kohanim. Notice there are three points over here. I'm going to include other minochas as requiring hagosha because, well, one, part of them goes to the fire, and number two, they come on their own merit, and three, the kohanim get the balance, the remainder of it. So it's under those circumstances, you have all three of these factors, then I know you need Hagosha. And here, the Braisa, as we mentioned in our introductory remarks, summarizes all of the points that we've learned till now. Umoitzi ani, number one, shtei halechem alechem aponim. With the above three-point rule for Hagosha, I now know to exclude the shtei alechem and the lechem aponim, she'ein mehem le'ishim. None of them go to the fire. So they're lacking that first requirement of yesh lemehem le'ishim. Number two, u'minchas nesachim, I will exclude from Hagosha the minchas nesachim, she'eino bo'a b'glal atzmo. It's lacking the second point that we mentioned that generates Hagosha, namely that it comes on its own merit. The Minchas Nosachim does not come on its own merit. It comes as an accompaniment to a meal, to an animal offering. And number three, U'minchas Kohen and Minchas Kohen Mashiach, I will exclude them from a Hagosha requirement. She'ein Mehen L'Kohanim. Those two Karbonas, the Minchas Kohen and Minchas Kohen Mashiach, are placed completely in the fire. There's no balance eaten by the Kohanim. This is now a new drosha, the Heirim. This is from Pasuk Tes in Perek Beis. We've written this Pasuk on the inside margin. The Heirim HaKoyim min HaMincha es az koroso v'iktira mizbecha ishei reach nichoach l'Hashem. The word Heirim has to do with the removal of the handful of the Mincha, the Koimetz. Yochol b'kli, could it be done using a vessel? Talmud Lomar, Veheirim Mimenu Bekumtso. This is a different pasuk. This is in Perek Vav, Pasuk Ches, which also speaks about Menachas. And there it says, he shall remove the handful Bekumtso within his hand. Maha Roma Omur Lahalon Bekumtso. Just like the word Heirim that's found over there in Perek Vav, Pasuk Ches, is in using his hand. Av Haroma Urkan, so too the Haroma mentioned in Perek Beis Pasuk Tes, where it just says Veheirim, it doesn't say Bekumtso, but I understand it, it's Haroma Urkan Bekumtso, it involves the using of his hand as well. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.